Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. No votes will happen today on a short-term fix to end the government shutdown. The Senate out for observances of Yom Kippur is expected to return tomorrow. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on the shutdown.
Millions of federal workers already forced to work without pay, including TSA agents and some 2 million troops. The Trump administration ready to take it even further. Sources say Republicans were told layoffs could begin as early as today.
In the UK, authorities say three people were killed, including the suspect, after a car ramming and a knife attack at a Jewish synagogue in Manchester on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Police say the knife-wielding suspect was fatally shot by police. Two others have also been arrested. Organizers of the large aid flotilla bound for Gaza and intercepted by Israeli forces last night say more than 440 people were likely detained. Israeli officials say activists detained, including Greta Thunberg, were taken into custody and to an Israeli port. This is ABC News. Grab your tissues, because cases of the common cold are on the rise across the country.
At the pharmacy where Jonathan Harwood works, he sees it every year.
A lot of cough, runny nose, sneezing, some fever.
Considering the current uptick in the common cold coincides with the start of flu season, Dr. Rishma Shan says,
I am worried about what's going to happen in the winter months.
And if your cold symptoms last more than 3 days, she recommends seeing a physician. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Maxwell House has changed its name for a limited time promotion that may be reflective of the times. Canisters of Maxwell Apartment Coffee are available to buy online in bulk for what the company is calling renter-friendly prices. The company says in a press release that the rebrand is due to Americans seeking value, citing a growing number of people who are renting apartments instead of being able to buy homes. You can still get traditional Maxwell House coffee canisters in stores. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save.
Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze. High temperatures warming into the middle 80s this afternoon. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. We'll drop back into the low to mid 60s. Warmer conditions for Friday. The bathroom you always wanted. Interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently 71 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A fatal shooting in southwest Wisconsin is under investigation. We get more from Ted Aylin.
The Grant County Sheriff's Office says a 911 call early Wednesday reported a gunshot victim at a home in the village of Montfort. A deputy arrived at the home to find a person with a gunshot wound who had died. The Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory's crime scene response team was called in to process the scene of the crime. The name of the victim wasn't released as an investigation into the death continues.
The latest Marquette Law School poll is out, and it shows President Trump's approval rating is falling. Democrats don't like the president far more than Republicans, but there are some areas where Republicans also don't approve of the president. The poll says the national approval rating is now 43%. His disapproval rating has climbed to 57%. Only 28% of people approve how he's handled the Epstein files. That is your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh, man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in, and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere-certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this summer being brought to you by Ansay & Associates, your auto owner's agents, downtown Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. Bower Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. And Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. One person is dead after a logging accident in the town of Canton yesterday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, the accident happened near County Road Double V in the town of Canton. Authorities say a 71-year-old logger was hit by a tree and died at the scene. That accident is still being investigated. One person was injured and another arrested after a two-vehicle accident in the city of Fountain City Tuesday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 26-year-old Madison Tennant of Buffalo City was traveling on Highway 35 when she collided with a stopped vehicle that had stopped for a school bus. The driver of the second vehicle was taken to Winona Hospital while Tennant was arrested after suspected methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and a marijuana vape pipe were found in her vehicle. Five people accused of swindling an elderly La Crosse County couple out of over $450,000 are facing charges. Authorities say the group carried out an elaborate Publishers Clearinghouse and Mega Millions sweepstakes scam that saw the victim sending cash, gift cards, and personal data to them over the course of an 8-month-long period. Each member of the suspect group has been charged by theft by false representation. Meanwhile, Chippewa County deputies are warning residents about a growing bail scam. Authorities say fraudsters pose as law enforcement and then demand money to release jailed loved ones. The scammers tell victims a relative is being held and must pay bail immediately to secure their freedom. Authorities are urging anyone that is asked for payment by a supposed law enforcement officer to hang up the phone and then verify with the law enforcement agency. Residents can verify any claims by calling the Chippewa County non-emergency line. A Burnsville DFL legislator is entering a congressional race. Democratic State Representative Caleb Berg is running for the 2nd Congressional District seat, which does include Wabasha County. Berg is a third-term representative, a union leader of a working-class background. She's had to work multiple jobs in the past. She enters the race with the endorsement of Emily's List, several unions, and more than a dozen fellow Minnesota state representatives. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
One person is dead after an early morning vehicle collision Wednesday in Eau Claire. Eau Claire police began a pursuit of a speeding vehicle just after 2:30 a.m. that entered near West Claremont Avenue and Craig Road. Reports say the suspect, who had turned off their headlights to try to evade police, crashed into another vehicle whose driver died at the scene. The suspect in custody is now facing charges. Health officials are now confirming the case of human West Nile virus in Eau Claire County this year. West Nile virus is spread to people through the bites of infected mosquitoes. The CDC is advising folks to take steps to protect themselves from being bitten. This includes the use of insect repellents and the wearing of long, loose-fitting shirts and pants, so it's harder for mosquitoes to bite you, and to the use of screens on windows to keep mosquitoes outside. Authorities continue to investigate a deadly shooting that occurred Wednesday in Barron County. Officers responding to a local residence report finding a dead male victim, a wounded woman, and the suspect, who appeared to be suffering from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A video of the shooting was reportedly shared on Snapchat, and law enforcement has been working with social media to remove that clip. Minnesota is reporting 13 more cases of measles. A cluster of 10 cases has been found in Dakota County alone. These new cases raise Minnesota's total to 18 for the year. The Minnesota Department of Health said measles is one of the most infectious diseases on the planet because it spreads easily and can find those who are not vaccinated. A two-dose vaccine is 97% effective at preventing measles, but the infectious disease is making a comeback in the United States as more parents are declining the vaccination for their children. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24-7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
A very lucky kitty is getting adopted after being found inside the hood of a car at Fox Valley Technical College. Campus security reports the kitten was first spotted inside the engine compartment of an employee's vehicle while he was driving to campus. He quickly contacted campus safety, who were able to catch the kitten after it scampered inside a second vehicle. The owner of that vehicle, a student in the college bakery program, adopted the little kitten on the spot following the rescue, naming her Pumpernickel. It can be common to find wild kittens in strange places at this time of year after they leave their mothers following the usual surge of spring and summer births. For WRDN News, reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sobella.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
For 24-monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99 and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan without a pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A southerly breeze. High temperatures warming into the middle 80s this afternoon. In the overnight, mostly clear skies will drop back into the low to mid 60s. Warmer conditions for Friday. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently 71 degrees.
Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Inglewood as the 3-1 Los Angeles Rams play host to the 3-1 San Francisco 49ers. I'm Bill Scott with sports. LA has won 3 straight. The 49ers playing without quarterback Brock Purdy. He continues to be bothered by a toe injury. 3 of baseball's wild card series wrap up today in the National League. The Cubs and Padres wrap up their best of 3 series at Wrigley Field. That series tied 1-1 after the Padres blanked the Cubs 3-0 yesterday. Winner gets a date with the Brewers in Milwaukee on Saturday. In the American League, Boston is at New York against the Yankees. Detroit and Cleveland against the Guardians. Both those series tied at a game apiece. 7th-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team returns to action tonight. Badgers shoot for their 9th straight win, playing host to Illinois at the UW Fieldhouse. Football Badgers are back from their bye week off. They'll travel to Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. 11 a.m. the kick on Saturday on Fox. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-264-0149 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-264-0149. That's 800-264-0149. What do you have to lose? Call 800-264-0149. Again, 800-264-0149.
A good Saturday could go a long way on Sunday and beyond. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
It's a big day for us here. Let's get it done.
On paper, it's easy. Win and advance. With the truth, it's harder than the road they drive on.
Right on this bumper.
12 drivers remain, hoping to match dreams.
Here they come to the line.
With destiny and claim a cup filled with history. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs brought to you by Xfinity at the Charlotte Roval. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In NASCAR racing, a good run the previous week could go a long way in determining what group each team practices in and where they qualify the following weekend. Ross Chastain says it's important to be in that positive cycle when it comes to those qualifying sessions, especially now in the playoffs.
Where you go out to qualify, it is just exponentially helped by finishing good in the previous race. So very thankful that we're in the second group for a lot of these. I think it's a big reward.
Chastain is currently ninth on the playoff grid, 13 behind eighth place Joey Logano, heading to the next elimination race at the Charlotte Roval this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
Duckweed is usually considered a nuisance in the farm pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A Rutgers University professor says it's nutritious and an agricultural opportunity as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Duckweed is the world's fastest growing plant. If you've ever tried to get rid of it in a farm pond, you'll probably agree. However, it's being researched as a domestic human food source and an agricultural crop that can be grown in both urban and rural farming operations. Eric Lamb is a distinguished professor of plant biology at Rutgers University. For 10 years, he spent studying different strains of the tiny plant and its nutritional value.
There are particular strains that have been measured to have up to 40% dry weight in protein. And the protein content have been examined by a number of researchers to have very good complements of different essential amino acids. So it's compared very favorably, for example, with soybean, which is one of the most common source of plant protein.
In nature, duckweed is grown on the pond, but Lamb says that's difficult to standardize. They grow it hydroponically in a lab in much smaller, easy-to-manage modules.
And duckweed, because it's small size, allow you to do that, to scale at different levels. So we could start with 1 square meter, for example, as the size of a tray, you know, and learn how to grow it. And then by integrating that tray with other trays, vertically and horizontally, we can then scale very quickly.
Lamb says they're tweaking optimal nutrients, lighting, and temperature to promote the fastest growth, and also working on automated harvesting to cut the cost of production. In the meantime, they have a commercial venture called Planet Duckweed to attract collaborators and investors. Learn more about farming duckweed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wine. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Let's go! You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
77 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo with this midday market update. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. November down 10 to 1730. December down 6 to 1741. January down 10 to 1710. February milk also down 10 at 17 even. Cheese markets today are mixed. Barrels down a half to 172. 40-pound blocks up two to 177 and a half. One trade a barrel, nine trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 175. Eight trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.25 to 115. 12 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 64 even. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets once again today, as the market is not finding enough support to help stabilize prices, and the long liquidation does continue. Box beef prices also were lower. That's also helping to pressure the markets. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are moving up mostly lower as well, as the market is without enough support to help traders put a bottom in the downward spiral that the market's currently been on. Now, pork cutout values are again lower today. That's also helping to pressure many of the contracts. October live cattle down $1.02 to $2.3007. December down $1.52 to $2.3297. February down $1.77 to $2.3540. October feeder cattle down $4.67 to $3.5430. November down $5.50 to $3.5210. January down $5.27 to $3.4675. October hogs still up 25 cents to 98.67. December down 20 cents to 86.70. February down 52 cents to 88.50. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. Still have some residual support in the grain markets after there was talks that there'll be trade talks with China, and the aid could I'm talking a lot about soybeans, and also indications that there'll be aid for grain producers being announced next week. That's also helping to provide some support for all of the grain markets today.
December, March, and May, corn all up 3. December, 419 and a half. March, 435 and 3 quarters. May, 445 and 3 quarters. New crop, 26 up 2 to 463 and a half. November, beans up 5 and a half to 1018 and a half. January, up 5 and a quarter to 1036 and a quarter. March, up 5 to 1051 and a quarter. New crop, 26 up 3 to 1066. October, soybean meal up 430 to 269. October, soybean oil, though, down 15 cents to 4960. Chicago wheat, December up 3 1/4 to 512 and a half. March up 2 1/2 to 530. Minneapolis wheat, December up 5 1/2 to 562 and a half. March up 5 to 582 and a quarter. Energy markets are lower. November crude oil down $1.18 to 60.60. December down $1.14 to 60.25. Meanwhile, November and December gas both down 4 cents. November at 184, December at 180. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk. That will be coming from World Dairy Expo today. That's from 2 till 3 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The dairy markets are trying to gain some traction. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The dairy markets have been back and forth over the last few months and have struggled to find really any type of direction. Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing says there are multiple reasons behind the market swings.
I think the reason the market can't get enough traction right now is simply that there's just a little bit more product than is needed right now. And if you look at the milk production reports, I think they say everything. Milk production per cow is up. Milk cows are up. Efficiency, that's the milk production per cow. Really important. Good feed, cheap feed. You've got a lot of good things, but the big catalyst maybe behind this idea, the herd holding together or growing a little bit month in and month out, is this very, very, very nice price for beef calves or calves. And so it's a balancing act between breeding for beef and trying to hold heifers back and not hold heifers back. So I think there's just a lot of dynamics.
The late August, early September bounce in the butter price really hasn't happened yet.
It is a product that is very attractive to the marketplace right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see the butter market all of a sudden start to make a turn and move at least respectively back toward the areas where it came from, looking for that $2 to $2.50 area. To get overly optimistic on that, I think we have to have some strong expectation that world inventories are getting narrowed down or that demand is going to increase. Global dairy trade reflects all of that. And the global dairy trade has not had a strong track record as of late. In fact, it's been a weak one. So you've got a weak international market. You've got ample inventory. And it's a good bargain.
Doherty's encouraging producers to be patient because more demand will cycle in.
Well, what I'm trying to do is temper attitudes that we're at market clearing prices that are reducing the cow herd, that the dairy herd worldwide is on the decline, and that we're ready to see a big run higher. Unfortunately, we're still in the expansion phase right now. And part of this might be the growing pains of looking at expansion of plants that can handle the inventory. We need more cows, and more cows, more inventory, more product at a lower level, at least for a while.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekens.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekens reporting from World Dairy Expo. The Wisconsin Soybean Association is disheartened by yet another administration fumble on trade. On a statement from Doug Rebau, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, said that soybean farmers in Wisconsin are fed up. The U.S. government's decision to extend a $20 billion swap line to Argentina just as China rushed to purchase 20 shiploads of Argentinian soybeans underscores the dangers our own leaders are inflicting on American agriculture. The statement went on to say that Wisconsin farmers are not asking for government handouts. They're demanding fairness. The statement said, while soybeans pile up unsold and prices sink, our governments chose to funnel billions of dollars to a competing nation, only to watch their soybeans sail straight to China. The statement said the decision is indefensible and signals to rural America that the contributions to food security, trade, and the broader economy are being taken for granted. The Wisconsin Soybean Association is calling on President Trump and his administration to immediately resolve the trade war with China. Meanwhile, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, led 13 colleagues in calling on President Trump to halt the plan to send a $20 billion bailout to Argentina. The Argentinian government just suspended its soybean export taxes, undercutting American farmers in the international market. She said, despite that, you're still reportedly moving forward with the bailout for the country, the senator said in a letter to the White House. American soybean farmers already hurting from the sweeping tariffs deserve better. The senator said it's unclear why the White House would use taxpayer dollars to bolster the reelection campaign of a foreign president while the country takes steps to undermine U.S. farmers. As the American Soybean Association puts it, quote, U.S. soybean prices are falling. The harvest is underway and farmers read headlines about not securing a trade agreement with China, but that the government is extending billions of dollars to Argentina. A lead veterinarian at Ridgeland Farms has had their license suspended. The suspension came as a result of a unanimous vote by the Veterinary Examining Board of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Dr. Richard Van Domelen was previously allowed to keep practicing under certain conditions. The board, however, held an emergency vote on Tuesday to suspend him after a surprise inspection found issues with record keeping. Some good news for the Red Cedar River in western Wisconsin. UW Extension's reporting that phosphorus levels on the Red Cedar River are declining due to farming practices aimed at reducing runoff from farmland. According to Extension, over 11,000 pounds of phosphorus has been kept out of the river in 2024 due to the cost-sharing programs that help farmers pay for soil health practices to improve water quality. The White House Office of Management and Budget is requiring USDA to maintain a plan for agency operations in the absence of appropriations. The plan shows a total of 85,907 USDA employees on board before the government shutdown took place Wednesday morning. According to the plan, a total of 42,256 agency employees were placed on furlough. The plan shows that the work getting paused during a shutdown includes most of the Risk Management Agency, Natural Resources Conservation Service, Foreign Agriculture Service, Food and Nutrition Service, and other segments of the agency. The shutdown will partially affect employees who work face-to-face with farmers, as more than 6,000 of the 9,000-plus Farm Service Agency employees are going on furlough. There's still time to attend World Dairy Expo as it runs through Friday. There's still a lot of activities that are happening at Expo. Lisa Benke, Communications Manager for World Dairy Expo, says
There's a handy app available that will help you find who and what you're looking for while at the show.
Download the darn thing. It's free, and it's going to really give you a boost when you get here. If you want to be efficient with your time spent here, I guarantee you that app is going to save you time and help you connect with the people that you need to here at World Dairy Expo. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right, is the people and making those connections, and that's what people do here all week long is network and shake deals and strike bargains and make purchases. It's such a phenomenal week.
Again, World Dairy Expo continues through Friday. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. From World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
The summer-like weather will continue in our ag weather forecast as temperatures will stay in summer mode through at least Saturday and Sunday with temperatures in the 80s. Even some 90-degree temperatures could be expected. There also could be some strong south winds as well with gusts in the 30 to 40-mile-an-hour range. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 40 to 45%. South winds at 6 to 11, we'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 59 to 64, relative humidities at 81 to 86%, south winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs 83 to 88, relative humidities at 42 to 47%, south winds at 5 to 8, we'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly sunny and warm, highs 85 to 90, with south winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85, south winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 35. Monday, partly sunny, much cooler, with a chance of rain showers, highs 60 to 65. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 60 to 65. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 60 to 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
days I've forgiven myself for the mistakes I've made. Now there's just one thing, the only thing I wanna do. I wanna love somebody like you. Yeah, I wanna feel the sunshine shining down on me and you. When you push your arms. You're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do.
We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She looked so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. A devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. Always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew she'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. And baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado sky. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do. And drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. And baby blue was the color. Baby blue,
And I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby
the stars are still out, and you're so damn hot, and I ain't ready for the music to stop. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my all night long. Be the buzz in my Dixie cup, a steady rock until the sun comes up. You know I really love to watch you dance. Baby, be my all, hell yeah. I feel a little sing-along. Baby, be my love song. Girl, fast or slow, three-quarter time, it don't have to make sense, and it don't have to rhyme, as long as it's you. Play it again. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my all night long. Be the buzz in my Dixie cup, a steady rock until the sun comes up. You know I really love to watch you dance. Baby, be my all, hell yeah. I feel a little sing-along, sing-along coming on. Baby, be my. Be shy, baby, set it free. Crank it up, hit me way down deep. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my all night long. Be the buzz in my Dixie cup, a steady ride until the sun comes up. You know I really love to watch you dance. Baby, be my all, hell yeah. I'll beat a little sing-along coming on. Sing-along, coming on. Baby, be my love song. Baby, be my love song. Oh, yeah. Be my love song.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Maybe you should.
remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing like you. Everybody, so baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing like you.
Michelle Franzen. It is day two of a federal government shutdown. Lawmakers not in session today due to the Jewish holiday and are back tomorrow to vote again on a stopgap